We are living in incredibly difficult times, spiritual persecutions and struggles, financial worries and stresses on all of us, uncertainty in every direction, and a tsunami of problems just on the horizon. Trust me on that one. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could have more spiritual guardians surrounding us, protecting us from the present and the future evil, granting us a place of rest so that we can grow with our families and be at peace? A Soul in Purgatory in the manuscript on purgatory reveals to us how we can increase our guardian angels, an amazing topic for today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 15 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, so that we can become more intentional servants of the souls in purgatory. Let's get into today's reading. Little by little, as I am being delivered, you will hear me more distinctly. When I am completely liberated, I will be a second guardian angel to you, but an angel that you can see. Now, in this particular case, this soul in purgatory, a sister from her community of the author that was writing the book, reveals this to her, but it's the same for us. We know from our Catholic faith that we are given a guardian angel at our birth, at our creation maybe even, or at our baptism. We don't exactly when they're assigned, but at the very beginning of our existence, most likely. Certain other people, priests, doctors, those that have special authorities or missions, we know from our tradition that they're given a second one. However, all of us can, by praying for the souls in purgatory, especially when they're delivered, and that is the key point, can obtain more guardians, in this case, the souls in purgatory, that will serve the same purpose as a guardian angel. What's amazing is that we know from just statistics, for numbers, that there are hundreds of thousands of people dying every day, millions every year. So there is a soul in purgatory buffet out there, as many as you can deliver as you would like. There's no one monopolizing this. This is what is incredible. Take your pick from 100 years ago, from just today, from the future, however you want to think of it, whatever group from your country, from another's, whoever it is that you want to pray for, they are begging for your prayers. And can you imagine? There is nothing greater than to give a soul the gift of heaven. Think about that. Let me repeat that one more time. There is nothing greater that we can do for anyone than to give to them the permanent gift of heaven. It is incredible that God allows us that opportunity, perhaps more incredible that we don't take it, for us to actually be imbued with faith and that our prayers can be effective to deliver a soul in purgatory and bring them into heaven, to give them that gift. How few do this that probably you're the only one doing that for that soul, so that that soul will be dedicated completely to you in the same way that a guardian angel was created just for you. And when you die and your mission is complete and you go to heaven, God willing, that their mission is complete. They don't be a guardian angel for someone else. They're just for you. I mean, that blows my mind. Same with the soul in purgatory that we deliver. When we deliver them, then they become our companion, our guardian angel in all that we do. There's a lot of ramifications of this that you're probably not even considering. First of all, as when we pray, our guardian angels are praying with us. So it's two praying at the same time. When you release a soul in purgatory and then now they're praying with you, that's three. Your prayer power is multiplied. It's not just one, but it's threefold, and so on and so forth. So in the same way that wealthy people become wealthier by kind of increasing the amount of things that bring them in wealth, this is the same spiritually. There was a friend of mine that owned a chain of fast food restaurants. They own like about 30 of them. And I thought, why do you own 30? Why don't you just own one? And they said, because one's not worth the effort. But for 30, maybe it's only 10 times as difficult as having one, but you're getting 30-fold the income. It's completely worth it then. The same spiritually. Initially, for us to pray, it's just one person praying. When it's you and your guardian angel, it's twofold. But as you deliver souls from purgatory with one prayer that you say, you might have 10, 15, 30 souls praying with you, including guardian angel and then souls in purgatory and any other saints whose intercession you ask, your prayer becomes increasingly more powerful, to where you can pray one Hail Mary and completely conquer a fortress of evil over here that would have otherwise have taken an entire year of prayer. So in doing this, your spiritual life will become incredibly more fruitful for you, but also for the world around you and whoever you're interceding. And it's not just you that will receive this benefit, because just like a wealthy person, it affects the whole family. Think of that person who had the chain of fast food restaurants. That wealth was impacting their children, their children's children, their cousins, whoever it was that they're employing, this whole kind of economy that starts going around you. Same with you, spiritually speaking. This will be like an umbrella of grace for your family. They won't even know where all these graces and benefits are coming from, but you will know from all the souls that you deliver that are now interceding for you and for your family and for your souls and your family that are still in purgatory. This effect accumulates and becomes exponential and is absolutely incredible. Now, at the end of the video, I want to show you how to do this as absolutely fast as possible. Before we do that, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, I will see you tomorrow in day 16. And if you want to learn how to release those souls in purgatory even faster, check out this video right here.